time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. And it's starting already, Bob. Thick tongue in the morning, but we'll get through it. But anyway, hey, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. I was off last week and did a little respite up in the UP. We'll talk about that, but did a little fishing and a bunch of good eating. So it's all good. But I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That sounds good. Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can find us at thegrillingguys.com. You can also follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys and check out the Grilling Guys Takeout. It's a page also on Facebook that runs our little catering business out of Lowell. And that catering business is going to be teaming up with a new sponsor. We want to welcome Premier Botanical, which is a... It's a micro dispensary for the cannabis business, and it's only a couple blocks from our kitchen, Jop. And yeah, it's right across the street from Burger King. And on September 16th, I'm going to be doing a barbecue event there. We're going to play off the Cheech and Chong movie, Up in Smoke. We're going to call it Up in Smoke.
Yep.
A little double.
I'll be there a little late. I got a commitment. That's a Friday, right?
I think that's called a double entendre.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, or double scheduled, put it that way. But Bob's going to hold down the fort. I'm going to show up a little later. But yeah, that's you know, this micro that this guy has,
dispensary.
Dispensary is unique because in that he grows, cultivates, and processes, and then sells his own product.
Well,
he's vertically integrated. He doesn't bring anybody else's in, and he doesn't sell his anywhere else.
I have to give you credit for this sponsorship because you planted the idea after you went to an event and met a guy in Muskegon who had a very large grow facility, and you said, hey, we've never covered that topic, and we've kind of stayed away from it because, you know, all my life, weed was illegal.
Right, right.
And now, you know, it's become mainstream, and it's very popular, and it's actually very beneficial for a lot of people.
Right.
It's not the old stoner business that it used to be.
Right.
When I was in it.
Yep. And exactly. Well, there's some of that. I mean, because there is adult recreational,
sure,
and medical, there's a difference, but at the end of the day, it is legal. And, you know, guys stand around on their deck, drink a beer, guys stand around now and smoke some marijuana.
Or they or eat a chocolate.
That's
this
exactly
company
right.
has chocolates that are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Anyway, on September 16th, starting at 3 p.m., 1450 West Main Street in Lowell, Premier Botanics, and I said botanical before, Premier Botanics, or Botanics. I still don't know how to say it, but it's not Boderick.
No. Just show up at 1450 West Main.
And we're going to be slinging out some brisket and butts. And if you want to hit us on the Grilling Guys Takeout or the Grilling Guys Facebook page and suggest some other things we might want to serve there, we'd be very open to changing up the menu because that seems to be what I'm doing quite a bit lately out there.
Munchies, dude. That's just my recommendation. You got to have munchies if we're at the botanical store.
Well, the funny thing is I keep trying these new dishes, and, you know, it's a
damn if people don't buy them.
It's a small new business, so you kind of tiptoe through your things, and if you do something for a week like I did Sobe Kielbasa, and just nobody ordered it. It was so heartbreaking because it's so good, that Parkside smoked.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's just so good. And but they come in, they really want, you know, a barbecue sandwich or a brisket.
Right.
Something
well,
like
sausages
that
are part of barbecue in a big way. But
oh,
you
hugely.
Just got to, the thing is that they don't hold over the next day. What you cook today has got to be eaten today
right.
in a sausage.
Right.
Some of the stuff you can hold and maybe reheat, but not a sausage.
Or a hot dog.
Right.
Which is a sausage.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So my little story is about trying things and then the next week not doing it. So the next week you don't do it. And people come in or call in or text in, and they'll say, hey, do you have the kielbasa?
Yeah,
it's like, ah.
Right.
So I've got this lady that comes in, and she goes, I want that Sobe kielbasa. You gave me a taste of it. And
yep.
So I'm not doing her voice very well. But I said, you know, I broke them up into packs of six, and I put them in the freezer because it's too good, and I wanted it to hold.
Right.
And she said, okay, well, I'll be in on this date at this time.
Well, there you go.
And I want six of them. And her husband goes, give us 12 of them.
Yeah. Made to order.
And then week, I didn't do the brisket nachos because they didn't do big numbers last week, and everybody's calling in for brisket nachos. So I had to shift up my game, and I got a cool way of doing this. But long and the short of it is, people love nachos, so we're going to have to keep them on the menu. But I had people showing up late last night because it's it's already Saturday.
Yeah,
Thursday night, because the Pink Arrow game was on, and a lot of people were there, so our business was really down. But a bunch of people showed up late, and they wanted nachos, and I was all out of the nacho sauce, so I just took some parchment paper, got the chips on a little pan, and threw a bunch of this Mexican shredded I've got, and put all kinds of goodies. Made them like I do at home. Made midnight nachos
I've eaten those many times.
In my convection oven, and I'll tell you what, we made people happy. Just getting rid of our last few scraps. We sold out two nights in a row.
Yeah,
even though it was slow.
So word up on that. You will be making, as I understand it, some tailgate packages as the season gets going. That was the first game, right? Early game, warm out,
and a Thursday,
So, as we move forward into the football season, think about that if you're listening out in Lowell, because what a great way to just. Have fun at a tailgate the half hour, 45 minutes before the game, and the food
headed,
is made.
Or if you're headed to any game anywhere. You might live in Lowell, but be going to a game somewhere else.
Right.
Also, we're starting next week, we are switching to Thursday and Friday because the other restaurant that was in there moved to a brick and mortar. And so Thursday and Friday, so Friday nights on your way home, you'll be able to pick up your tailgate or you'll be able to just pick up dinner for the kids.
Yeah, or the weekend.
Instead of ordering a pizza, you can swing by and get some good, wholesome food.
Right, exactly. And it's good. Sorry, that's a little self-promotion, but it's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
So you gotta give it a shot. But I've been having a little bit of fun. 2-3 weeks ago, I catered a party for a softball tournament, right? I had 300 people to feed, so I bought one of those big four-burner Blackstone griddles.
Right.
Well, you know, any grilling guy with a new toy, you're going to keep playing with it till you kind of figure it out what's going on. I'm not there yet.
No.
Okay.
What's
because
the problem?
There's no problem. It's just that it's got hot spots.
Oh yeah.
The burners are vertical, and they're going away from you, and there's the corners of it don't seem to be as hot as the middle, which makes sense. They're over the burners, and it's iron, and it conducts heat very well. But I've burnt some things because I've got it too hot. What I don't have, and if you've ever listened to the Grilling Guys before, the number one thing we preach is you need a good thermometer to be able to know what your food is at. But on this one, I need one of those infrared ones so I can tell what the surface is, because it's impossible for me to know that if I've got a 500 degree surface or I've got a 350, and it's making a difference, even because I don't like to oil up so much and put a lot of oil in the food I'm cooking, a little bit, but not a lot. And I'm getting some stuff that's sticking, even though it's seasoned.
Okay.
So I got to play with it.
Time out. You do have to play with it. And you will have to get over the not liking oil, because griddles, flat tops, and I've now got 3 months on one, so I have had that learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is going to be trickier because it is a low-cost, offshore piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's $400. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It
doesn't have the thick grate. Now, there's a couple ways you could solve that. One would be you could find yourself a griddle that sat on top of it, and I would strongly suggest you take a look at this. I have a giant griddle that I take camping. You could set that on top, and that would level out your heat. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather do it like it's designed.
I understand, but the design is faulty, so you can limp along with that crutch, but you're going to struggle.
Well, there's a lot of listeners out there that have these Blackstones. When I was at that softball tournament, 30 guys came up and said, "Hey, I got one of those. Don't you love it?" And I'm like, "I'm learning it, right? I don't love it yet, but I'm learning it." So anyway, we'll talk more about that, because I think a lot of people that are out there listening have one. But coming up next, Let's talk a little Yardbird. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.